Hello, welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour, inviting you to join us every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. My co-host, Kevin Passaro, and I will be alternating these shows, and they are dedicated to your health, diet, nutrition, lifestyle, and exercise. And the show is also streamed through MyVillageGreen.com. Go to MyVillageGreen.com for lots of information, and I want to remind you that there's a fabulous offer. They have a wonderful sale going on, and it expires at the end of this month, August 31st. So call Village Green or go on MyVillageGreen.com or get on down to 5416 West Cedar Lane and visit the famous Village Green Apothecary. Now, they've got 30% off on Pathway Sleep Support. Pathway Theanine is 30% off, and Pathway Melatonin is 30% off. So if you've got stress and can't sleep, the Sleep Support and Melatonin and Theanine are good solutions, and all of them are on sale. But they also have 25% off on the Essentials of Healthy Living radio show featured products. And they are from Zymogen and Megafood, Enzymatic Therapy, the Metagenics line, Twin Lab, the Gero Formulas, Nordic Naturals, and Himalaya Herbals. Okay, I wanted to run by you some future shows, and there's a good one coming up next week. And this one is an interview with Elizabeth Strickland, who's got a Master of Science, an RD, and a licensed dietitian. And she's written a book that's very close to my heart. And her book is called Healing for Autism. And Kevin Passaro will be interviewing her. As you know, if you've been listeners on the show, I've written a book co-authored with Pam Compart, The Kid-Friendly ADHD and Autism Cookbook. And it is the ultimate guide to the gluten-free, casein-free diet. So I invite you to look at that book. You can go on Amazon.com. It's also carried at MyVillageGreen.com. And the second edition has just been out since April. Very exciting, and it's making a lot of difference, which makes us feel very happy. Sad that it's needed, but happy that it's helpful. Now, a little bit more about the uniqueness of Village Green. They actually focus on you, the individual. They're interested in what's specific to your needs. And in doing that, they are there to give you help, personal attention, and lots of top-notch service. So when you go in there, you can talk to somebody who will talk to you about your health issues and your dietary and supplementation needs. They can structure personalized health plans, and they can do individualized testing. They also make customized compound prescriptions, just what the doctor ordered. They actually compound prescriptions in their Pathways division. They have extensive knowledge, and they also have a lot of educational resources, a monthly newsletter, a blog on health living. And if you go on site, MyVillageGreen.com, you can ask the expert yourself. And all of this on Ask the Expert is free. That advice is free to you. They have really good prices and a lot of sales, as we just mentioned. Now, on today's show, we will be talking with Dr. Gaetano Morella. And he is a naturopathic physician who practices in West Vancouver, Canada. And he received his Bachelor of Science from the University of British Columbia and his Doctorate of Naturopathic Medicine from Bastyr University of Natural Health Sciences in Seattle, Washington. And for the past 15 years, he's been training and educating physicians, pharmacists, and health experts on the scientific use of the natural medicines in the field of cardiology, immunology, gastroenterology, anti-aging, and detoxification. And these are subjects that you hear a lot about on this show. He's been a contributing author to the Alternative Medicine, a textbook of natural medicine, and that's an excellent textbook. So I'll be happy to introduce him, and we will be talking to him about cardiovascular health. And we have some new and controversial information to share with you. And since we're talking about cardiovascular health, I'm going to give you some news you can use in the arena of cardiovascular disease. And these are some current studies, very recent studies, out this year. This one involved a small set of people, 772 subjects, with the average age of 69, and they were at high risk of developing cardiovascular disease. So they measured increases in soluble fiber intake. Soluble fiber is like guar gum and oat bran. It's what's in the apple, as opposed to insoluble fibers like the skin of the apple and wheat bran. In any case, they looked at soluble fiber intake, and as it increased, there was significant reductions in body weight, in waist circumference, and that waist circumference is very telling about your body fat, in mean systolic and mean diastolic blood pressure. In addition, subjects in the top 20% of fiber intake were found to have reductions in fasting glucose and total cholesterol levels, with increases in what's considered the good cholesterol, the HDL. As dietary fiber increased, plasma concentrations of C-reactive protein decreased. We've talked about this, and I'm sure we'll talk about this further today, but that's a marker for inflammation. It's an independent marker for cardiovascular disease, and it goes up, and when it goes up, cardiovascular risk goes up. So fiber decreases it. And so what was found is that subjects with the greatest increase in dietary soluble fiber intake were found to have a significant reductions in LDL cholesterol as well. So this is exciting news. And, you know, it may be old to many of you, and I always like to tell you how much fiber makes the difference, because just saying increased fiber means a lot of different things to different people. We're supposed to be getting, as teenagers and adults, somewhere between 19 to 30 or 35 grams of fiber a day. I personally like the clear fiber that is carried by Village Green. It's a gluten-free, casein-free guar gum, and it dissolves like sugar. You can put it in any liquid. It has almost no taste, so it doesn't need to be flavored and it doesn't need to be disguised. That's clear fiber. Now, vitamin D, we talk about this a lot, but this was a significant study, and again, just published this year, Journal of the American Geriatric Society, and it was a prospective cohort study involving 3,400 subjects age 65 and older, and what they did is looked at their vitamin D3 levels, serum 25-hydroxy-D. That's the test to get done. Serum 25-hydroxyvitamin D3. Now, those levels were found to be inversely associated with cardiovascular disease mortality and all causes of mortality. What that means is that the higher that serum level of vitamin D was, the lower the death rates were, from all causes and from cardiovascular disease. And subjects were followed up to about 7.3 years, during which time 1,493 of the subjects, 44%, died. So they looked at the numbers, and what they found is a hazard ratio, and you will start hearing more about this. Subjects that had a vitamin D level less than 25, and the old standard was 20 to 100, so 25 is no longer considered healthy. But those with less than 25 were found to have a hazard ratio for all causes of mortality of 1.83. That's an increase in death risk, rate of mortality. And subjects with a 25-hydroxy-D between 25 and 49, they had a slightly lower hazard ratio, and that was 1.47. And then as they got even higher, with levels above 60 and up to 100, there was a significant reduction in risk. So this is exciting information. We hear about this a lot with vitamin D, but I'm not sure we have emphasized adequately how important vitamin D is to cardiovascular health And the older population's at significant risk. They're the ones avoiding the sun. They're indoors a great deal. And they may not be getting their vitamin D tested. So hopefully that's some good news you can use. And I want to remind you to stay with us because we'll be talking about cardiovascular health with Gaetano Morello. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Megafood. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Zymogen. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Jarrow Formula. Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to really know each of our customers and to provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, we have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call us at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passero to bring you a wide variety of information about your health. And today on the show, we will be talking with Gaetano Morello, and he's a naturopathic physician who practices in West Vancouver, Canada. He received his Bachelor of Science degree at the University of British Columbia and his Doctorate of Naturopathic Medicine from the esteemed Bastyr University of Natural Health Sciences in Seattle, Washington. So we're happy to have you as our expert on the show today, Dr. Morello.
Well, I'm happy to be with you.
Well, welcome, and I know that we've got a lot to talk about. I explained to our listeners in the first segment we'd be covering cardiovascular disease, some controversies about cardiovascular disease and cholesterol. We'll probably talk a lot about diet and supplements as well, so I'll let you carry the ball, but first of all, tell us just a little bit about your experience and what you do.
Well, you know, I got involved in alternative medicine about 25 years ago, and at the time I was getting a career in mainstream medicine, and my mother was suffering from high blood pressure, hypertension, and at the time she was on a drug called Catapray, clonidine hydrochloride. It's still around, and we were really concerned because her blood pressure was not normalizing. It would fluctuate from day to day, and she would pass out and feel dizzy and not have enough energy to climb stairs, and And the whole family was concerned because my aunt, her sister, had died of a stroke at the age of 52, and my grandfather had died of a heart attack at the age of 72. So we were concerned that my mother was going in the same direction. So my best friend's uncle told me about his doctor, this Dr. Roger Rogers, who practiced here in Vancouver, and he used natural products. So I went to see this physician. He was he's a medical doctor. And he told me about the incredible relationship that diet has on high blood pressure. And the actual fact is that there was these little herbs that they use in Europe that they actually put in some prescription products to help lower blood pressure. So in the next 2 months, I really tried to read as much as I could on anything to do with high blood pressure and some of these botanicals that Dr. Rogers was talking about, as well as some nutritional products like magnesium and L-arginine. And so at the end of that period, I went back to see him, and we developed a program for my mother. Before we could do that, I went to see our family physician, Dr. D'Amico, who was a friend of the family. I said, "Hey, Dr. D'Amico, I went to see this Roger character," and he told me about all these relationships. And I've done some research. It's actually pretty interesting. This is the program that we developed for my mom. So what do you think? And to my amazement, she agreed to do this. And so we put my mom on this program. And lo and behold, within 3 months, she was off all her medication. Her blood pressure normalized. It's been normal ever since. And I was flabbergasted at the time. And I go, why wasn't she put on this program before? I mean, I'm just a student here, and this thing worked. And one of the great things that come out of that experience was one of the botanicals that we used, Crataegus oxycantha, hawthorn berries, really does three different things in the body. One, it increases the inotropic effects of the myocardium, allows heart muscle to contract more efficiently. Two, it acts as an ACE inhibitor. And for your audience, I mean, I know a lot of people heard of an ACE inhibitor, but basically what it does is there's a hormone in your body called angiotensin, angio for blood vessel, tensin for squeezing. So it's a hormone that squeezes blood vessels. Well, an ACE inhibitor reduces the production of this hormone. Therefore, you're going to get less squeezing, so you get more relaxed blood vessels, which drop blood pressure. That's the second thing that hawthorn berries did. And the third thing was that it acts as a light diuretic. All these three things we try to mimic in pharmacology, and here existed in nature. And my question was, is there other ingredients out there that do other things for other parts of the body? And the answer to that question was yes. So I changed my career direction, and I said, hey, I'm going to become a naturopathic physician. And when I finish my school, I'm going to try to teach as many people as possible this experience I've had. And I've been doing that for, I don't know now, it's almost 20 years, so it's been a long, long time. So that's a little bit about my background.
Well, I would say that your story duplicates at least my story and a lot of my colleagues who all came from mainstream health as mainstream health professionals. And through an experience either with family or with patients, or mine was through a course with my mentor, Emmanuel Sharaskin, who was both an MD and a dentist. And he was the first person I ever heard talk about this concept of prevention and diet and nutrition. And we get those aha moments. And I always tell people when they venture into this field, I say, watch out, warning. Once you learn this, you can never go back.
True.
You never see it the same way again. Well, go ahead and let's talk about cardiovascular disease and let's cover some of these controversies.
Well, you know, I mean, the first thing to look at is, you know, one of my things is to understand cardiovascular disease and really have a little bit of background on the disease itself and on the circulatory system. And the circulatory system is quite interesting. And, you know, I often ask this question when I'm doing lectures. I say, does anybody in the audience know how many blood vessels we have in our body? How many miles of blood vessels do we have? And, you know, some people say 1 mile, some people say 2 miles. And very few people get it. There's over 60,000 miles of blood vessels in the body.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. 60,000 miles. So how is this pump, this heart? The pumps, you know, the average pump is, what, 120 millimeters of mercury? That's the pressure where it pumps. How can that go through 60,000 miles of blood vessels? It's almost impossible. So the way that it actually does that is really the anatomical structure of the blood vessel. And the blood vessel is made up of three different parts. the inner part is we call the endothelium or the intima. And this is a very slippery part. It's got to be slippery because blood comes in contact with it, and this is what carries the blood. So the endothelium is the internal layer. This is the layer where disease occurs, and this is the layer that if it gets damaged, we're going to get disease. And I'm going to talk about how this disease actually begins. The middle layer is the muscular layer, and this is a smooth muscle layer. And the outside is something we call the adventitia. It's just almost like a wrapping around a sausage. Now, the way the blood goes through 60,000 miles is really through this muscle layer. What happens is as blood fills into the arterial, into the artery, what happens is the artery expands, obviously, because it's filling up, and then it squeezes, propelling blood forward. It's almost like a peristaltic motion, and that's how it goes through 60,000 miles. The idea here, why we want to understand that, is because if you've got a reduction in the elasticity of that blood vessel wall because of atherosclerosis, well, you can't get blood can't flow. If blood can't flow, you can't get blood to different cells of the body. If you can't get blood to different cells of the body, what happens? Well, number one thing that happens is this. What blood carries besides nutrients, it carries oxygen. The reason why we need oxygen is because oxygen takes part in something called cellular respiration. Cellular respiration doesn't take place in the lungs. It takes place in every single cell of your body. It is when oxygen mixes with sugar and mixes, and also in the presence of coenzyme Q10, to create this molecule called ATP, adenosine triphosphate. ATP is your fuel. It moves everything. Without it, nothing could function. Your muscles couldn't move. Your heart couldn't beat. You couldn't see. You couldn't do anything. So this ATP is critical, and this is why oxygen is so important. And the circulatory system brings this stuff to every single cell of your body. So when it's not functioning properly, we get some serious problems. This is why we get heart attacks. This is part of the reason why we also can develop strokes and all sorts of other problems, because the circulatory system is not working properly. So I think the question is, okay, so how does disease in the artery wall actually happen? And the disease that we're talking about is something we call atherosclerosis. Now, atherosclerosis has been blamed on cholesterol. One of the goals of this discussion is to show how atherosclerosis develops, and then so your audience can get a better understanding that cholesterol really, it's a contributing factor, but it's not the causative factor, which is different. We know that statin drugs were introduced in 1987. Lipitor is the main one. And statin drugs, since their introduction, and the billions and billions and billions of dollars that have been spent every year on trying to curb heart disease, there really hasn't been no change in mortality. So, for example, and Businessweek magazine came up with an article last year, which was interesting. They compared people that are on Lipitor with people that keep their cholesterol levels elevated. What the difference was, and the difference in mortality was like 0.1%. So there really was no difference. So let's go back now and just go through this, how this disease actually starts. And the disease actually starts like this. The first thing that happens, and let's go back to the artery, the endothelium, the inner part of the lining. The first thing that happens, that has to happen for disease to start, is that endothelium has to get damaged. In other words, there has to be a nick in that smooth layer, that slippery layer where the blood comes in contact with. So how do we get damage to that endothelium? There's a number of ways. One, high blood pressure can cause damage because it's putting pressure on that wall. So that's one. Two, the biggest cause is free radicals. Free radicals can damage the endothelial wall. And a free radical is, the explanation I always give people of a free radical is, if you slice an apple in half, the apple browns. That's free radical damage. That's because oxygen is reacting and you're going to get this free radical formed. That free radical causes a chain reaction that browns the whole white flesh of the apple. That same thing can happen in the endothelium because of various food substances that we put into our bodies, because of the high levels of toxic chemicals in the environment, for example, heavy metals, etc. These things can cause a high level of free radicals that are in your circulation, and they can cause damage to the endothelium. The other thing is something that most people are familiar with, is homocysteine levels. Homocysteine is a byproduct of protein metabolism, which also acts as a free radical attacking the endothelium. So once that endothelium is attacked, once it gets a little neck, once it looks brown like that apple, then and only then can platelets deposit onto that area. Once platelets deposit on that area. Remember, platelets are the things that allow things to clot in the body, because the body goes, uh-oh, we got damage in the endothelium, bring the platelets over. So the platelets go over and they stick. Once the platelets stick to that area, then and only then can oxidized, that's free radical damaged cholesterol, LDL, deposit on that surface. Now you've got the cholesterol depositing on that surface.
Now I'm just going to reiterate this because it's so important, that it's the damage to the vessel that causes the problem, not the cholesterol. And we are going to follow through with this discussion after we take a brief break. So listeners, hang in there. We're going to talk about why cholesterol is not necessarily the enemy in cardiovascular disease. You're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260. I'm Dana Lake, your host with Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to really know each of our customers and to provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, we have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or call us at 301-530-0800. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Twin Lab. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Enzymatic Therapy. Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to really know each of our customers and to provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, we have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call us at 301-530-0800.
Hello, welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living and welcome back to our show. We've been having an interesting discussion with Dr. Gaetano Morella, and we're talking about cardiovascular disease and the controversies, particularly some controversies about whether cholesterol is actually the cause of cardiovascular disease or just part of what goes on or the response. And we've learned in the first segment that actually the damage to the vessel is the initiating problem, and that can come from inflammation, from free radical damage, consumption of margarines, hydrogenated oils, fried foods, lack of B vitamins, high homocysteine, increased in C-reactive protein, inflammation, and we've talked about that before. So let's talk, Dr. Morella, more about whether cholesterol is involved, and if it is, how?
Yeah, so we just left it off at cholesterol deposits, and so that's the plaque is building up, and this is oxidized cholesterol. And then the last part of that, because cholesterol is negatively charged, you're going to get calcium deposition on top of that. So elevated calcium in the bloodstream is not that healthy either, because they're going to deposit on these cholesterol plaques, and now you're going to get atherosclerosis, which is called hardening of the arteries. So let's go back right to the original damage to the endothelium. And like, you know, you mentioned a whole bunch of other things that can damage the endothelium, like C-reactive protein. Even sugar can damage the endothelium because sugar causes something called glycation. A glycation is different from glycosylation. Glycation is basically, I tell people, when you drink a can of pop and you pick it up the next day, it's very sticky because sugar is a glue. So this glue sticks to hormones, to enzymes, causes all sorts of damage right to the on that endothelium. So anyways, let's go back. The endothelium gets damaged. Once you get that damage, this is when it starts. Now, you can stop that damage. How do we stop it? The same way we stop an apple from browning. How do we stop an apple from browning? We slice it in half and squeeze lemon juice on it. The lemon juice acts as an antioxidant, preventing the apple from browning. You can do the same thing to the endothelium. Your audience has heard this, some of the television newscasts about red wine preventing heart disease in the French paradox, where people living in southern France and northern Italy had less cardiovascular disease, yet they had high cholesterol levels. The reason being, they tied it with the antioxidants found in red wine. You know, resveratrol is one of them, all these proanthocyanidins. And these are like the lemon juices that go and they squeeze themselves onto the blood vessel wall, preventing it from going brown. If the blood vessel doesn't go brown, you can't get heart disease because you can't get the deposition of platelets. That's part one. So part one is high antioxidant load. That's number one way of preventing heart disease. Number two way, platelets stick into the area. Well, one of the things the physicians give very liberally when people have a chance of getting a heart disease is they tell people to take aspirin, because baby aspirin is an antiplatelet aggregator, stops the platelets from sticking to the area. But we can do that very easily and naturally with omega-3 fish oils. Omega-3 fish oils are antiplatelet aggregators. Fresh garlic extracts are antiplatelet aggregators. Take away the sugar from your diet, and guess what? You get antiplatelet aggregation. The platelets don't stick as easily. So this is another way. This is the second part of preventing heart disease. The third part is, see, cholesterol plays a role because it gets oxidized. If you can prevent cholesterol from getting oxidized, you won't have that problem, because cholesterol that's not oxidized is not going to stick to those zones. But if you do have elevated cholesterol because of some reason, I mean, there is natural ways of controlling cholesterol metabolism in the body. Cholesterol is made up of, there's a number of different cholesterols. When I was in medical school, I go, how can cholesterol be bad and good? LDL and HDL are actually not cholesterol. They're carriers of cholesterol. So LDL carries cholesterol to the circulation. HDL carries cholesterol to the liver for excretion. One of the interesting ways of actually lowering cholesterol or improving cholesterol metabolism in the body is really fiber. And how does fiber actually do that? Well, it does it by this. So you guys just follow for a little bit, then you'll get it right at the end. There's a substance in your body called bile. Bile is produced in the liver, stored in the gallbladder. The purpose of bile is twofold. One, to help in the emulsifications of fat, so fats can get absorbed. And two, to carry chemical toxins that have gone through detoxification pathways from the liver into the gallbladder and then into the duodenum. When you eat food goes from the mouth to the stomach, then in the duodenum. This is where digestion really happens, where enzymes are secreted from the pancreas. And at that moment, bile is there's a hormone called CCK, cholecystokinin, that's released and allows the gallbladder to squeeze and the liver to push bile into the duodenum, mixing it with this food. This food then gets carried to the lower bowel. Now, this is the important thing. 98% of bile is reabsorbed back into the bloodstream. That's right, 98%. That means all your toxins will be reabsorbed back into the bloodstream unless you have soluble fiber present. When soluble fiber is present, it would bind, it would sequester those bile acids, bind them, and throw them out into the great porcelain ocean. So out of the body it goes, and guess what? Your body now has a lot less bile. So what does the body have to do? It's got to produce more bile. How does the body produce bile? It extracts LDL cholesterol from the circulation, therefore regulating cholesterol metabolism. So here's a natural, easy way of regulating cholesterol without taking medications. And that's the third part of really addressing the underlying situation of cardiovascular disease. So if you address those areas, you can't get cardiovascular disease. So this is really the modality of treating it. And evidence, you know, we always look for evidence of what's been happening. Well, what's been happening is we haven't treated it because cardiovascular disease remains the number one killer in the United States. And we spent, what, billions of dollars every year on cardiovascular medications? Why hasn't it curbed this disease? Because we're treating cholesterol. We're not treating the cause. And this is the problem.
Well, we're treating the what I call the concentric circles that reach the shore when you drop a pebble in the water rather than getting to the pebble dropping. And that's also been really the core of allopathic medicine in Western cultures is symptom suppression. But I am happy to see that the conservative core of medicine, traditional core, is moving toward active prevention. And it's very exciting to see. I must admit it's been a little too slow, but it's happening, and it's no longer controversial. In the 1970s and 1980s, in Maryland, doctors could lose their licenses to practice medicine for recommending cruciferous vegetables and high antioxidant fruits and vegetables as disease preventive.
Unbelievable.
And that's in my career, so I don't think that's a very long time ago. So let's talk about some of the products that people can use. You've already covered some, and some more on the foods.
Yeah, you know, there's a number of things. One of the things, like you've already eloquently mentioned about antioxidants, and there's lots of foods that can provide lots of these good solid antioxidants that are really, really important in cardiovascular disease, but they're important in all sorts of different cellular functions in the body. I mean, keeping your glutathione levels high is really important. I mean, one of the things that I've just finished my book on detoxification. I just sent it to the publisher yesterday. And one of the things that we're finding is, I mean, we got so many chemical toxins coming into our bodies that they're using up all our glutathione levels. And glutathione is your natural antioxidant, the antioxidant the body needs at all times. So supporting glutathione levels is really important. You can do that with a lot of different foods that you can consume by supplying antioxidants that take the place or can quench some of these free circulating free radicals. So your glutathione is safe for really important functions in the body, and not using this important nutrient up.
You know, you said that very well. I like to describe this business of toxin exposure as expensive to the bank account of nutrients, because we have to spend our zinc, our selenium, our sulfur, glutathione, cysteine in order to handle these toxins, and not everybody's so well supplied. So we're not all equal in the way we handle these toxins and rid them.
You're 100% right. I could have said it better. It's perfect. It's exactly it. And you know, your audience. There's actually a really interesting article that I would love your audience to go grab. And it was in Discover Magazine. You might have read it yourself. You're well read. It was in Discover Magazine in the November issue, 2006. And it had a picture of two individuals. One guy was 6'1". About a large frame, and the other guy was about 5'10", small, medium frame. And two scientific shots, and this perplexed scientist. These guys, they couldn't understand how these guys look like this. And the reason why it perplexed scientists is because those two guys were identical twins.
Interesting.
Their DNA was exact, yet they looked different. Why was it? They found that those two guys were separate at birth. They grew up in two different environments. The foods they consumed, the water they drank, the air they breathed, the things that came in contact with their skin, the nurturing they received was different. That difference changed the expression of the DNA, the phenotypic expression. So it changed them. So in other words, your environment dictates what you become. So again, exactly what you just said, that those things that are coming into your body, all those free radicals from the environment, that environmental cause, can not only change, can only cause, contribute to heart disease, it can contribute to the way you look.
You know, that's a powerful description. And I'm so glad that you brought it up. That was the Discover Magazine 2006. And this subject of what they call epigenetics,
right,
which you're describing, and gene expression, it's not actually, I'm explaining this to our listeners, it's not a change in the gene. It is altering the way the gene expresses itself positively or negatively. And I'd like to cover this a little more in our final segment. I hate to take a break. This is so exciting. But this aspect that what you do right now not only changes your health and the way your genes express themselves, but you pass it on for three generations. And that's the power of having a healthy lifestyle. And I always say that health is the total of your environmental modification of gene expression, what you come into the world with and what you do with it. So we'll follow up on this. Listeners, you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host. Stay with us. We'll be back with Dr. Gaetano Morella as soon as we take this break.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Megafood. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Zymogen. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Jarrow Formulas. Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to really know each of our customers and to provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, we have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call us at 301-530-0800.
Hello, welcome back, listeners, to this final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm reminding you, they're at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, and they've got a fabulous sale going on, 30% off on all these products that Pathway makes that help you sleep. Sleep Support, which is a combination product, theanine, which is an amino acid that is very calming, and melatonin, which helps set the sleep cycle. So don't forget, they've got a sale. There's also 25% off on many other brands, and it is open through August 31st, 2009. This sale is on until the end of August, so get over there now and benefit from the sale. And welcome back to the show, Dr. Gaetano Morella. For those of you that just tuned in, we've been talking about cardiovascular disease and the fact that cholesterol's part of what happens. It's kind of a responder in plaque formation. It is not the initiator. It's the lack of antioxidants. It's inflammation. It's oxidation that causes these problems. And I loved your description of the apple, the browning of the apple as being a problem, and the lemon serving as the antioxidant.
Yeah, I think visualization is a great way to learn. So I've always tried to visualize how something would look like and relate it to the audience so the audience can have a better grasp of it. Just like genetics. Genetics is very confusing. And, you know, what is the genome? And, you know, we were talking about that before the break, which was really interesting, the epigenetics. And I know you're well read in epigenetics, and it's great that you're relaying this information to your audience. And one of the ways that I describe it, especially those two twins, is that, you know, the epigenome, which is, and when you think about the genome, which is the 23 pairs of chromosomes that are found in every single cell of your body. Think about that. 23 pairs of chromosomes are every single cell of your body. And think about it. Liver cells make liver proteins, even though all 23 pairs are in the liver cell, and skin cells make even though there's 23 pairs of chromosomes there, the same chromosomes. How is it that they can differentiate? Really, it's their environment that can differentiate. And when we look at the 23 pairs of chromosomes, the genome is really like a textbook on how to make you. And that textbook has 23 chapters. So each pair of chromosomes is actually a chapter in the book. And within those chapters are actually sections. And the sections are actually your genes. Now let's go to chapter 23 in the example of those two twins, section 265, where you read, "Thou shalt be 6 foot one," and coffee stains spilt on that section. When you go read that book, it doesn't say 6 foot one anymore because it's been crossed out because there's a spill on it. There's an ink stain or a coffee stain, and you go read it, and you can't read it. So what do you got to do? You go, "Thou shalt be a." So you got to make it up. So you make up 6 foot, 5 foot nine, or 5 foot ten, and this is how DNA is not that it's changed. The epigenome is changed. You can't read it properly. So when you get mixed up in the reading, the body can get confused and it can create something else altogether. And this is what toxins can do. So imagine the 85,000 toxic chemicals in the environment. There's about 800 present in your body at any given time. Imagine what those things are doing to that to that DNA. Imagine how many spills are going on in different chromosomes all over your body, and this is what's causing a lot of the problems that we now see. So it really is a major problem, and I'm really happy that you're really bringing this information about epigenetics to the forefront, because it's really important. It's an important topic that we should really be talking more about.
Well, I think it gives each individual out there that's listening to us, Dr. Morello, it gives them the idea that they have power. When I was receiving training, I was told there was nothing you could do about heart disease until someone had a heart attack, and I don't need to explain how different that is now. And I'm a person who treats autism spectrum, and there's still many people out there that believe you cannot reverse autism or get autism recovery, it can't be treated. And again, that's been proven to change because the body has the great power to respond if you give it what it needs.
Oh, I love you. You are awesome. You know, this is the first time you've interviewed me, so, but you're incredible. I mean, your knowledge and your philosophies are perfect. I mean, what you just said, you know, one of the things I've always said is the body has an innate ability to heal itself. You have to give it the right environment, and you're on your way to health. And, you know, that's exactly, I mean, you really have an understanding of what it takes to heal the body. I mean, and you got it. And I love your comment about, you know, giving power back to the body. One of the things that medicine has done in the past is they've taken away power from the body because they put the power into the drugs. And the psychology of people is it switches and the power goes to the drugs. Instead, our goal is to empower the body, so because the body has that ability to heal itself, and you know I've been interviewed by hundreds of people, and I really love your take on real medicine, holistic medicine. It's incredible, and I have to compliment you on it.
Well, thank you, and it's a pleasure to also be speaking with you on this. Do we have some tidbits that that our listeners can take home right now? I like people to be able to listen to the show and make some change within an hour, that day. They don't have to make every change all at once, but if they can start with something. So let's give them some tidbits and hints that they can use with regard to cardiovascular health. And you highlighted them in some of the earlier segments.
Well, one of the things that I think everybody should be on is a triglyceride-based fish oil, a stabilized fish oil. You know, there's thousands of studies on fish oils. I mean, they're very positive, and so everybody should be on fish oil. Now, there's two types of fish oils on the market. There's triglyceride based and there's ethyl ester based. I'm a triglyceride based fan because I think they're a more stable oil. You don't get the burp up, and they're very, very effective. And this has been linked with preventing heart disease. That's one. That's a tidbit that people should all be taking some form of fish oil, especially when they consume meats. Second tidbit, reduce your sugar consumption. Sugar causes glycation. This is a big problem. The average American consumes over 150 pounds of sugar. They consume over 50 pounds of high fructose corn syrup. This is causing damage to the body, folks. Our bodies have not evolved to be able to understand or tolerate that kind of sugar levels. That's a second tidbit. Third tidbit, something that you actually talked about, advertising a sleep product. Sleep is critically important. I mean, it is really important. There was a study at the University of Chicago where they analyzed people that slept 7.5 to 8.5 hours a night and those that slept 6.5 hours or less. The people that slept 6.5 hours or less per night had a 50% increase in circulating insulin. 50% increase in circulating insulin, this is what leads to type 2 diabetes. This is what leads to elevation. That means there's lots of sugar floating around in your bloodstream, folks, which causes damage to the cardiovascular system. So getting good night's sleep is really, really important. And three phases of sleep are falling asleep, staying asleep, and good quality sleep. And I know you mentioned the melatonin. The melatonin really is one of the ingredients that's really critical in staying asleep. So sleep is another simple but important. We every time we don't get enough sleep, we say, "Oh, I just feel tired." And that's it. No, it's not just feeling tired. It can cause all sorts of other problems in the body. Another thing that people at risk of cardiovascular disease can consider is coenzyme Q10. Coenzyme Q10, especially those people that are on stand drugs, it boggles my mind. I mean, I know it's boggled your mind how a cardiologist can give Lipitor and not give people supplemental CoQ10.
I mean, I totally agree. CoQ10 improves ejection fraction. It is absolutely mandatory if people are on Lipitor. And I wish we had another hour for this show. I am so sorry that we're at the end of it, but you have given a lot of excellent tidbits for our listeners as far as cardiovascular health. And I'll remind them of fiber, which you mentioned earlier, and the vitamin D, which we talked about much earlier in the show, as being important. Oh. So, listeners, thank you for tuning in and joining us. And I want you to remember to tune in every Saturday morning for AM 1260 to listen to The Essentials of Healthy Living. Remember to take care of yourself and at least one other person and go green. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a really great day.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Metagenics. Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to really know each of our customers and to provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, we have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call us at 301-530-0800. WRC.
can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning Y dollars an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning X dollars an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some Washington students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why 23% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
WWRC.